You're listening to EAA Radio, the radio voice of AirVenture.
This is EAA Radio. I'm Fareed Guillot. The history of aviation in Wisconsin is a comprehensive mix of dreamers, warriors, and entrepreneurs. And here to talk with us about Wisconsin's role in aviation history is Michael Gock, Vice President of the Wisconsin Aviation Hall of Fame. Michael, how storied is Wisconsin's role in aviation?
It's certainly more storied than most of us would think. It starts again, of course, with Arthur Warner, who was the 11th American to fly an airplane, was the first American to purchase an airplane, cost $6,000. The Curtis had an arrangement with an auto dealer in New York, and the auto dealer advertised an airplane sale really as a gimmick to get people into the showroom and buy automobiles. So he was astounded when he did actually got a response to the ad, and Warner said, yes, I want the plane. And actually it took, maybe that's not so unusual, it took 4 months for delivery. He ordered it in June. It didn't arrive until late October. The Warner plane was the first airplane to fly in Missouri. It was quite likely, we're not sure, the first airplane to fly in Illinois. And then, of course, it was the first airplane to fly in Wisconsin, and that was all on one trip. So if you look at where Wisconsin ranks there, it's while the airplane is on its way to Wisconsin, it flies in two other places. Earlier than that, now we have to, you think earlier than 1909, how many places are the Wright brothers flying their airplane, and how many places is Glenn Curtis flying his airplane? We rank right near the top in places where airplanes flew.
How fast did aviation ingrain itself in the society of a given state?
In the 1910s, 1911s in particular, of course, is the great year for flight really throughout the country. And in Wisconsin, we, of course, have our first person to build an airplane that could fly, John Swister in Milwaukee. We have our first licensed pilot, a fellow who's a Curtis aviator from Milwaukee, John Kaminsky. He got his license and worked with Curtis in the development of amphibious float planes. We have this that quixotic character, Alfred Lawson, who came to our state because he found investors here to build the state's first airplane factory in Green Bay to build military trainers. And the trainer that he built and flew in Green Bay was accepted by the Army for use, but World War I ended for the United States, 18 months after it started. So then Alfred Lawson, of course, moved to Milwaukee, where he found more investors to really begin with many people say is the first airliner. He flew it certainly nonstop from Milwaukee to Washington, D.C., impressed the officials there adequately enough to where they promised him an airmail contract, a rather lucrative airmail contract, if he could build a bigger and well, not a lot better, but a bigger airplane. And so he came back to South Milwaukee, where his factory was, and he built an airplane, and, well, it's a story of he ran out of funds, and the airplane crashed. There's also a story of Tom Hamilton, and who developed floats for airplanes during World War One. One of the famous Hamilton propeller companies was founded in Milwaukee. Hamilton built the first certified all metal airplane, the Made in Milwaukee, as it was called, MAIDEN. His next model cabin plane was used on the first airmail routes to fly, well, the contract airmail routes that began in 1926. Hamilton was an astute businessman, and he sold out to the company that became Boeing in early 1929.
Some other notable people and maybe events from Wisconsin aviation history.
You cannot not mention Richard Bong, the ace of aces in World War II. Boy, the famous boy from Poplar.
Talk a little bit about the Experimental Aircraft Association and what it's meant to the state of Wisconsin.
You know, the VA, like everything else, is a product of its time and its people. And if you look at that, World War II generation, they, as they were growing up, they were very much attuned to doing things themselves. Much more, I think, than we are. We tend to think in terms of a virtual society or spectator society. Those were people who were used to doing things, and it was not, inconceivable for a man to be out in his garage or in the workshop out back and building something. Not necessarily an airplane. So you had this whole body of men, of course, primarily, who were used to working with their hands, who were used to building things. So I think it'd be harder to do that today.
So the first flight in the state of Wisconsin took place in Beloit, and you're having some celebrations there coming up.
The actual anniversary date is November 4, and we are going to be out at the site of the site of that first airplane flight, as much as we can get onto the site. It was a large farm owned by the Morgan family, and much of it, all of it is developed now. It's all homes and shopping mall and such. But there is a school there, the Morgan School, and the principal and the school system in Beloit has been very cooperative with us and allowing us to hold our ceremony there on the grounds of the Morgan School. We hope to reenact that flight with first we look for an ultralight, but there's a fella in Beloit who makes light sport aircraft, and he is going to, weather permitting and other conditions permitting, we're hoping to duplicate Warner's flight with this airplane.
You're listening to EAA Radio,